Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This is Player Partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. You better not touch that sound. Wiggling.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chili Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday nights. West, y'all.
All righty, then. We are at episode something. We done did so many episodes, I done lost count. What it is, this is King Eric, the media assassin. You're now tuned in to the best hip-hop show on the web, Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Dirty Basement, Jesse Boutiques, and Core Financial. And, man, we got a special show lined up. This lady right here, possibly one of the hardest working women in the game right now. I'm talking Soul Central Magazine. She got her own Body Works company going on. She has a daughter that's going to get out there and going to really conquer the R&B charts real soon. Possibly one of the hardest working women I know, one of the flyest women I know. Advocate supporter of Off the Cuff Radio, of Schoolboy Radio. So without further ado, let's all welcome our good friend, supporter, Ms. Sarah Coleman. Welcome back to Off the Cuff Radio.
Hello. Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
What's happening? We got to hit you with the right on the floor.
Hey, now. So, yes, I appreciate the opportunity to be here again. Optical Radio, Schoolball Radio, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, indeed. There's been a lot going on. And before we start getting things under going down, first of all, we're going to send our condolences to the victims of the Buffalo shooting today.
Yes, our condolences to them. Prayers with all the families and everybody involved.
Yeah, we send our condolences and prayers to the victims and people that lost loved ones.
Yes.
And we hope something gets done with that shit. We hope something really gets done with this, because it's too much of this happening. Y'all need to go ahead
exactly.
And blow your own hands. I say just throw this guy under the firing squad.
Exactly. So, yes, I'm here again, Off the Cuff Radio, Youthful
right.
Secret by Sarah, LLC. So I'm here again, and I want to thank you for the love and the support. And I just wanted to let you guys know that my Miracle Oil and my Eye Candy and my CBD Body Butter for Women and Muscle Rub for Men, it's on and popping, guys. So
right.
It's all anti-aging and all natural. It's all popping.
That's right. And, you know, to get people started about what's going on, because, you know, within every show that we do, our audiences are growing. We need to let people know about your story for a bit, since it's been a minute since you've been on. So tell people about your origin, like starting from Soul Central Magazine to where you're at now.
Well, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I moved out here in 2010, but I've always been back and forth from Arizona to Cali. So I'm originally from Arizona, but I've been in Cali my whole life, Southern California. Right now I'm in Orange County, but I've lived everywhere from Santa Monica Beach to Riverside County and San Bernardino County as well. But I'm in Irvine now, and I love it. I just love it. I've been with Soul Central Magazine for a number of years, and I was on edition 55, and I'm on the May edition right now at Soul Central. And so I'm an ambassador with them, and also with Off the Cuff Radio and with Easy Way Network. So I'm just grateful for the support and the love. I have an all-natural anti-aging skincare line. I'm a college grad. I was in dermatology for 14 years as a certified clinical CMA. And so I developed a skill set. I went to school and I learned about the medical field. And so I was in dermatology for a really long time. We did Mohs, plastic surgery, biopsies, excisions. I was a surgical technician with some of the best dermatologists in the world. Aerosurgeons, and I got to do work on celebrities. And I've been, right now I'm working for a small family-owned business. I've been with them for about 4 years, and I love it. And I've broken some sales records with them. I'm in production and marketing, and I'm just grateful to be employed. I'm grateful to have my own business, and I'm grateful to be managing my daughter, who's a 16-year-old international singing sensation. Her name is Ariana Cristal. And she's a very good singer. And we did some work yesterday with Frank Nitti in the studio. And he's worked with people like Badass, rest in peace. And he knows everybody from, and is working currently, his artist is working with Dr. Dre. So he's taken Ariana under his wing. And, busy and lazy, they do a lot of work at his studio. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity for my daughter's voice to be heard. I just had a baby 2.5, almost 3 months ago, and I'm still working and taking care of my family and running my business, all with a 16-year-old now. So I have my 11-year-old son, my 3-month-old, my 16-year-old, all under the same roof again, and I'm just grateful. And I'm with some friends. We're in Manhattan Beach, and this particular friend is he's a celebrity. And his wife, or soon-to-be wife, is too. We're not going to say their names, but they are engaged. They're getting married on his birthday, and he knows everybody from Tupac to Nipsey to Kobe to Oprah, anybody that you can say he knows them well. And he's a very respected DJ and manager, and he's getting married, and his fiance is a candle maker. So we're just having dinner right now with the fam. They're also the godparents to my daughter, and we're just relaxing. So I'm going to actually let you guys say hello to him. He's been on the show. We're not going to say his name because he is getting married, but he does want to say hello. So here he is.
Right.
Hey, what's up? This is a big shout-out to Off the Cuff Radio, Eric, West Coast, and everybody. Keep on doing your thing, you know?
Most love, man. Appreciate you. Congratulations.
You there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we back. Yeah, we back. I send them a congratulations and salute, man.
Hello?
That's beautiful. Yeah, we here.
Oh, you there. Put your phone here.
Hello? Yes.
Hello? Oh. Hey, what's up? This is a big shout out to Off the Cuff Radio, to Eric, the West Coast, and keep on grinding and doing your thing.
Appreciate you, man. Big salute to you, man. Yep. Congratulations to you and your future wife. It's a beautiful thing.
No doubt. For sure.
Yeah, so I got it here first, guys. We're not going to say his name, but he's engaged, and I'm here. We're having champagne, and we're eating Polynesian shrimp, and we're celebrating the union of two beautiful souls right here in Manhattan Beach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And going on and talking about your journey and everything now, what were some of the challenges that you had to meet getting to being a part of this business? Like, not only starting your own business, you know, with your skincare line, but mainly being involved with the music industry.
Well, the industry is very demonic and satanic, so we have to, you know, rise above everything, all the haters. I did receive some discrimination. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a woman, and I'm multiracial. So, you know, because of that, being a black woman, I definitely experienced some trials. I'm a Christian, and so being a Christian, you know, we have to constantly stay, you know, armed up. So I have received some challenges being a brown skin Boricua. You know, I have received, you know, some, you know, definite, you know, hurdles that I've overcome. Just being a mom in general and being the breadwinner of my home, I have to make sure that food's on the table and bills are paid, along with keeping a smile on my face and doing what I have to do every day, and I'm grateful to do it.
Yes, especially with the way the world has been changing, it changes nonstop. Like, whoever thought that everything would be digitized the way it is?
Exactly. So, you know, right now, you know, a lot of people are starting to realize that we have to grow our own food and that we have to be, you know, sustain ourselves. So I work with AIM. I'm on the board. We're a nonprofit, and we work to teach children about how to grow their own food and how to take care of their skin and how to support themselves. So here at AIM, we really gear to help the kids with homework. We have tutors on board. We have, you know, we try to teach the kids the importance of learning and working and growing, and, you know, for yourself, working for yourself and being your own advocate.
And on top of that, you got to let people know that entrepreneur life is a daily job. Especially you're going to have your nights where you're going to have to be the accountant. You got to be the driver. You got to be the confidant. You got to be the negotiation. You got to wear so many hats.
Yes. I remember doing a video with Crooked Eye and Sloan Bone. And, you know, Kelly Faye. And I remember wearing a lot of hats. I was a journalist with Soul Central, and I had my skincare line I was promoting, and I also acted and modeled and did makeup and acted as a personal assistant and acted as many other roles. So I understand that for sure.
Yeah, especially in this theater, man, because It also teaches you how to be resilient.
Exactly.
You gotta be resilient to run your own ship.
Most definitely. So yeah, resiliency and support from the people around you that care. You know, if it's a mom or a spouse or a teacher or a friend or a mentor. You never know who you're touching. So, you know, I want to let everybody know that if you pray with somebody or if you just even give somebody a compliment, you know, that you genuinely mean, you could be changing that person's whole entire life just by praying with them, supporting them and, you know, sharing and buying and, you know, supporting and a prayer, anything helps. So just to support each other as a community is so important.
Yeah, people don't understand there's strength within numbers. Strength within numbers, and when everybody is on the same page, things will work out and you're stronger together than you are apart. Because we've seen it so many times, not only with groups, but just businesses, period. Like one bad apple could pretty much spoil the whole tree.
Yes. And so with that being said, you know, support your neighbor, love your neighbor, love your friend, love your coworker, the people that you see and that you talk to and the people that you've known for a long time, respect them, share, subscribe, talk about their products, you know, because, you know, I'm a household name now and I, you know, it's by the grace of God. So a lot of people know who I am. They know who Off the Cuff is, Youthful Secret by Sarah, and the people that I'm affiliated with, Soul Central Magazine. And so we're here to stay, and we're here to thrive and to help each other and be there for each other and to grow. So there's power in numbers, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be on here right now on Screwball Radio, Off the Cuff Radio. I love Eric, King Eric, and thank you, Comet, and thank you, everybody who has shown me support. Mad Men, thank you. Da Vinci Clothing, so grateful to you guys. My daughter's wearing the bow right now, and we love your clothes. And there's going to be a runway show coming up soon. So it's supporting children, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And check out Youthful Secret by Sarah, LLC. And right now, I'm in IE Shades of Africa in Corona. Mandy's Candies, Bellflower. You can order from me directly. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You can find me online, my Wix page, Youthful Secret by Sarah. We're all natural, paraben-free. I do body sculpting, lip fillers. And my daughter is an international singing sensation. So her name is Ariana. Keep an ear out for her. So we're here, and I'm grateful.
People don't understand, like, the independent outlets basically the way to go because it brings new voices, it brings fresh talent, it brings fresh ideas. That's why the independent, the entrepreneur, the little guy, they the pretty much driving force behind this country.
Exactly. We are your mom and pop shop. You know, we built this country. So we built this. And the independent business owners, we, you know, the inventors that have paved the way, you know, Madam C.J. Walker, for me, is a huge inspiration. So, you know, we got to support our Black-owned businesses, guys. I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. Support each other, guys.
Now, curiosity question, would you be part of business, like, what are your all-time favorite artists, musicians?
Honestly, you know what? You know who I really love, believe it or not? I love Tupac, Bone Thugs, Mariah Carey, even Ciara, Chris Brown. I listen to everything from, like, Killswitch Engage and Avenged Sevenfold to even country music. I listen to all types of music, and so some of my all-time faves in hip-hop would be Tupac and Biggie, Outkast, Lauryn Hill and the Fugees, gosh, you're putting me on a spot, Nas, Jadakiss, Swizz Beatz, Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Little Kim, R. Kelly. I listen to a lot of artists. I do. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. I listen to a lot of people. Celine Dion, even, like I said, Mariah Carey. I listen to Whitney Houston. She's a living legend, Whitney.
Whitney. Let's listen to her right now. She's authentic hip-hop here right there. You can't come over here like she don't know the business. She might get school y'all.
Yeah, soundtracks, too. Like, if you guys know, like, I Got Five on it. That came from a soundtrack. You know, I Got Five on a remix. Like, a lot of these songs that you guys hear all the time, came from, like, look at Coolio, you know? He got big from the Dangerous Mind soundtrack. So you got to, you know, remember y'all soundtracks, guys. Like, I mean, Bittersweet Symphony, that came from Cruel Intentions. Like, a lot of these songs, these staple songs that are in pop culture came from movies, you know?
Absolutely. And I had to throw that question out there because, you know, people just want to know your musical taste. So that way, whenever we talking about the culture, you qualify. So, yeah, she's qualified from head to toe. And y'all know.
It's funny because I come from a very musical family. My grandmother used to sing at the Vegas. She was a cocktail waitress. So she sang with, like, Frank Sinatra. She was going into the clubs that we weren't really allowed in back in the 50s. So I came from a musical background, but the first tape I ever bought was Nirvana, Nevermind. So I grew up, like, I would listen to grunge music, you know, and then jazz, a lot of jazz, because my grandma loves jazz. And so I grew up listening to a lot of jazz and a lot of blues and hip-hop and R&B entered my life in, like, 94. But I was listening to, like, Luther Vandross back in 91, 92 when I was little with my dad, Peebo Bryson. So I grew up listening to a lot of jazz and a lot of blues and a lot of pop music. Michael Jackson, huge influence for me. Janet, Usher, you know, I listened to everyone from Fiona Apple all the way to Maya.
You took it back with Fiona Apple. I ain't heard that name in a minute.
Yes. I mean, I listened to, like, Veruca Salt. Like, I was into grunge music. I was a black girl who listened to a lot of grunge and ska and punk rock. And then I started listening to R&B, and then I started listening to actual hardcore gangster rap, and then I listened to, you know, Chopped and Screwed, and I fell in love with Chopped and Screwed, you know, Twista and Little Flip and Corrupt and just a lot of music I grew up that shaped me as an artist and as a hip-hop lover. And when Biggie dropped that Dead Wrong, you know, right there for me, when Biggie dropped that album that Dead Wrong was on, that I'll never forget that summer because that's all we listened to. And then Jay-Z too, when Jay-Z got big. So I grew up knowing music and knowing, you know, I took classes too. So I have a minor in music. So I know my musicals. You know, I grew up watching, like, The Sound of Music and South Pacific and A Chorus Line and Flashdance and, you know, West Side Story. So I know the origins of it, and I know where it comes from. So it's a beautiful thing. Even Mozart, you know, I grew up learning about him and taking classes about Mozart and about classical music because I did ballet. So, you know, I don't just talk the talk. I know the craft. So that's why I have the ability to manage my daughter because I have a minor in it. And my family's into it. My dad used to play the acoustic guitar. So I grew up listening to Prince and Michael and the Beatles. You know, I listened to a lot of, you know, the Beatles growing up. So it's just a beautiful thing.
And that is very vital because you got to study the art in order to partake in it. And that's what goes to your daughter. And we want to build on that. Like, that was a part of the motivation. What is her, like, her style of music? What would you describe it as for those who just listen?
Billie Eilish. She sounds like a mixture of Toni Braxton and Billie Eilish and Rihanna. She loves Billie Eilish. She loves Ariana Grande. That's her passion. She loves R&B and pop. You know, she loves it. And she loves rap music, too. And even country. So my daughter, you know, listens to a lot of different types of music, and she has dealt with some things. So the pain that you hear in her voice it's real, and it feels authentic because it comes from somewhere raw and somewhere that she's actually been. So when my daughter chooses a song to sing, it's because she's felt every single emotion that intertwines with that song.
That's what I call being a student of the art. And I feel that when people are student of the art like you and ingrain that in your daughter, that's where she's going to go far because she's getting the lessons.
Exactly. And I'm grateful to my aunts and my mom. My mom listened to a lot of Bobby Brown and a lot of Boys to Men growing up. And a lot of, like, Paula Abdul and, like, War.
Yes, indeed. Study it. And on top of that, you getting studied up on the 70s and the 80s, which led the trademark to the 90s and so on. It's so very important for people to really understand the history, become a historian, because you don't become great if you don't understand the history. Yes, yeah, she got dropped for a little bit, but she's going to call back. We're having a dope bill tonight, man. Miss Sarah Coleman giving us some gems. We building live and direct on Off the Cuff Radio, man. When she called back, I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, that supported us, subscribed to us, and also subscribed to Screwball Radio as well, man. We thank y'all tremendously for the support, love given. And we're going to continue pumping that content for y'all, man. So I need y'all to go to Off the Cuff Radio, OFFTHECUFF, on YouTube and subscribe to that. And also subscribe to Screwball Radio. We got to run those numbers up. We posted up so much good content, but we ain't getting the numbers like we want. We proud of 56,000, so we trying to get 60,000 by the summer. So, yeah, run those numbers up, man. So, we over here, we in the building right now. I'm riding on the solo tip right now. We building with Miss Sarah Coleman. And while I'm on the air, man, I want to talk about this. I talked about this earlier on the YouTube channel. I want to talk about the verses that happened. I'm going to talk about that with y'all until she calls back. I'm going to give my thoughts about it, man. I'm very disappointed in the way this thing was marketed. Be Real from Cypress Hill, he addressed this earlier. Hold on, I'm going to read y'all the tweet. Hold on, I'm going to read y'all the tweet right quick. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah, hold on, I got the tweet right here, y'all. Hang on for a second. Yeah, he said here, I have to say, although it was great to rock with our brothers, Onyx, in the Versus battle, I feel like the Versus Online shortened us by all running it on IG Live like all the other battles. They made it a pay-per-view event, and they made it the battle a show for the boxing matches instead. I'm going to build on that later on. So I hope we got Sarah back on the line. 657.
Yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally turned off the other phone. Anyhow, I apologize for that.
You good. Yeah, that happens sometimes. I would just get some yeses. I'm going to tell them later on that I'm going to go live about the verses that's supposed to happen yesterday, but it did happen, but they wanted us to pay for it. I was like, no, we ain't paying for that shit.
Right, with Onyx and them?
Yes. I looked on YouTube. I looked on Instagram Live while we was doing Screwball Radio yesterday. I did not see it at all. So I'm like, nah, they want us to pay. I said, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah. So anyhow,
you don't give people free service. You don't give people free service for 2 years and then expect to pay. That's not going to be
exactly.
A government like that. You don't do business like that.
Well, they got Cypress Reel on there. I mean, Cypress Hill. They got, you know, Reel from Cypress Hill on there. They got Onyx. They have some big names. But that's on them. You know, a lot of people aren't going to pay for that. But God bless everybody involved. But like I was saying.
I was reading to the audience that Be Reel from Cypress Hill, he chimed in. He said he wasn't feeling it because he wanted the other, like, he wanted to rant on Instagram Live like the rest of the battles. And he made the sideshow with boxing matches instead. And this is what we was talking about earlier. See, this is what happens when corporations take over the art.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I feel him on that. They should have made it like a regular versus. Those men deserve it. They deserve their flowers, so.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face. It's one thing to charge it. It's bad enough to charge it, but then you're going to add all this other stuff on the card, and you're going to make those guys sideshow. They should have just went
ahead.
Yeah,
that's kind of offensive in a way because they don't deserve to be a sideshow. I mean, those songs were classic, you know?
And that robbed them from reaching a new audience because the verses has done for a lot of artists.
Exactly, it's that's just all part of the business too, you know.
Exactly, and that's why I tell people: the minute corporations get involved, it's usually not good. Because one thing I learned about America is that they don't want you to make independent money ever. You remember how fun YouTube used to be?
Oh, yeah.
All your freedom of speech. You can say what you can basically say what you want. Anybody that tuned in from YouTube from 2005 to 2010, it was like the Wild Wild West. When Google got involved, everything changed. Now they censoring videos. Now they taking you down. Now they looking at buzzwords. You can't even leave comments, and they take it off. It's crazy. Corporations,
exactly.
They ruin everything.
But I do have to close out the interview here pretty soon because I have a newborn here. But I do want to thank everybody for the support and the love. I do want to reiterate that, you know, last time I was on the call before it died, I was saying that my mom, you know, she was a huge inspiration to me. And my uncle, her brother, is actually on life support right now. So he might not make it. If everybody on here could pray for my Uncle Eric, I would appreciate it. He was a veteran with the Air Force. He fought in the first Gulf War, not the first one, but in the Gulf War and Desert Storm. And so some things happened to him when he was out there, and he came back with kidney failure, and he was exposed to some things out there. So I just want everyone to pray for him. He's been, you know, using machines to breathe and eat for weeks. So I just want everyone's prayers for my Uncle Eric Godfrey. He's the only uncle I have on my mom's side. My grandma's only son. She's not taking it easy, guys. She's not. So she's 80 and she's in a lot of, you know, pain physically. And so my mom had to fly out to Michigan. And we couldn't even spend Mother's Day with her. So my mom is a huge inspiration to me. And she was former Miss Arizona. And a lot of other accolades. She's still an actor. She's actually doing a movie right now with Lara Underwood. She's the owner of AIM. So a shout out to her, Monica Godfrey. A shout out to my dad too, Aaron, Air Force vet, you know, retiree IRS. Aaron, thank you, Dad, for believing in me and for just support. So I just want to give a shout out to my parents. You know, my mom and my dad, even my stepmom, my sister, my brothers, LaVell. Check him out, guys, LaVell Coleman. He's out of Gary, Indiana, guys. He goes by BC the Great. Check him out. He just redid. He's in the studio right now, and he did an album, and it's amazing. And he just redid his car. So he has a SUV that he tricked the flip out. And he's got, you know, like literally 26-inch rims on his car right now and an Orion system that is illegal. It's so loud. And, you know, so he has all of the bells and whistles. He just redid his car. He has a studio in his home and a gym and a movie theater in Indiana. So check him out, guys. LaVell Coleman. He's on Facebook. My cousin also, they call him Dirty, but he has a song. It's on my Facebook page, By My Lonely. Check him out. And but check out my products, guys. Youthful Secret by Sarah LLC. Everybody loves my products. Rappers and athletes and wrestlers and young tweens and seniors and even babies. So check out my products, guys. Youthful Secret by Sarah, all natural anti-aging.
There you have it right there. Social media handles, the Twitter handles, the Instagram handles, it's all out there. So you don't have no excuses on why you shouldn't buy this product. It's legit. Support your own black businesses. Support all these independent movements out here.
I mean, they're supporting each other, guys. Yeah, I mean, everybody else is out there supporting, you know, their own. Why can't we support each other? So check out Lovie Scott. She's a candle maker. She's also a gospel artist. And check her out. She's on all platforms right now. And check out Youthful Secret by Sarah LLC and Ariana.
Definitely. And next time you come on, we're definitely going to have her on the show so you can build with her. We got a future prospect.
For sure.
We got a future prospect in the making right here.
Yes. Yes. She's in tumbling right now. And it's acrobatic cheer, so it's a little bit different than she's ever done. So she had her first class on Thursday, and she's like, Mom, I'm not 8 years old anymore. My body is hurting. So she's like, I need to rest and relax. And we were at the studio yesterday until like 11 o'clock, so my artist needed a break. So I'm giving her her break. And, yes, we will definitely be catching up with you soon.
Already. So, yeah, on that note, we about to go ahead and sign out for the night. I want to thank you, love, for joining us. We had all we had a dollar bill, whatever you want. Thank you for supporting us.
For sure.
And the Mad Men Entertainment and the Screwball Movement, you always
yes,
been front line,
yes.
You're a phone call away. We always appreciate
yes.
what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric, King Eric Productions, Off the Cuff, Screwball, Mad Men. Da Vinci, thank you. We love and appreciate you, and have a wonderful Sunday. And don't forget to say your prayers every night.
Absolutely.
All right, bye.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we're going to be up out of here. Big salute to my co-host of Spirit, T-Max. We're going to be back on tomorrow
yes.
night. We're going to be on with Pittsburgh Pat and T-Max. We're going to have New Life for the Fifth Ward Boys on board. This is King Eric signing out. Holla.